Moving on in Afghanistan, thousands have poured onto the streets of Kabul to protest the beheading of seven people from the ethnic Hazara minority by suspected ISIL terrorists.
To avoid such incidents in the future in our country, we have protested here to say such acts do not have a place in any religion, including Islam. We want justice from the government, and we ask the government to provide security for all citizens.
People have marched on the presidential palace while carrying the bodies of the slain Shia Hazara. They chanted slogans against the Taliban and demanded the government resign for failing to protect Afghan lives. Four men, two women, and a child were found partially beheaded in Zabul on Saturday. The southeastern province is largely under the Taliban's control, but there are reports of the emergence of the ISIL terrorists in the area as well. Afghan intelligence agencies rejected the Taliban claims that ISIL affiliates were behind the killings. The mainly Shia minority group has long faced persecution in Afghanistan, especially at the hands of the Taliban. Faiz Khorshid, our correspondent, joins us now by satellite from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, what can you share with us about the recent protests in the Afghan capital?
Well, Badi, it is believed to be the most unprecedented mass demonstration here in Kabul. Thousands of people, mostly from the Shia Hazara communities, are now in front of the presidential palace carrying the coffins of seven civilians who were killed by terrorists in Zabul province. These people are very angry. They're chanting slogans against the terrorists, including the Taliban, and also against their own government. They believe that President Ashraf Ghani, Abdullah Abdullah, the chief executive officer of the new Afghan government, have not done enough in the fight against terrorists. Now, these protesters want President Ashraf Ghani to come out and guarantee the safety of Hazaras in this country. But President Ashraf Ghani has not come out yet, and now the situation is getting tense. Most of the protesters are trying to breach the gates of the presidential palace and step inside, and the guards of the presidential palace fired into the air to disperse the protesters. And to restrain the publicity of this movement, the Afghan government has also cut Kabul's electricity and internet. Now the situation is getting tense now here in Kabul, but protesters are telling us that they would continue with their protests if their demands are not met. We understand that Taliban and other terrorist groups continue to kill civilians. It's now also the rise of ISIL Takfiris that has added to the security concerns of people, especially to the Shia communities in this country, and they believe that they are facing a big threat now, not only in the south, in the east, but also in the northern parts of this country, and they want their government to take tough action against the terrorists and ensure their security and safety.
Faiz, those taking place in these demonstrations in Kabul chanted slogans against the Taliban, also demanded the government to resign for what they believe is their failure to protect Afghan lives. Has Kabul and the Afghan military left behind any efforts when it comes to protecting these minority groups?
Well, yes. The Afghan government is apparently doing its best now to tackle the problem of insurgency. President Ashraf Ghani and some other top Afghan politicians believe that they cannot bring peace and stability in their country only through military operations. They think that a kind of diplomacy is also required so that they can convince especially the Pakistani government to help them to bring the Taliban leaders back to the negotiating table. They believe that the problem of Afghanistan has a political problem. But yes, at the same time, the Afghan government is also launching massive military operations. As we speak, civil operations continue in the south and also in the north on the borders with Central Asian countries, where the Taliban and now also the ISIL Takfiris reign supreme. And every day, over 10 and 12 Afghan security forces are killed and wounded by the terrorists. Terrorists are also killed by the Afghan security forces. But protection of civilians was one of the big promises made by Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, who were running for presidency last year. But it seems that they have failed to provide security for the Afghan people, and it's mostly now the Hazara communities that are kidnapped on highways while they travel from one place to the others. It's not the first time, I believe, that these seven Hazaras have been killed by the terrorists. During this year, a large number of Hazara people have been kidnapped by the terrorists on highways. Some of them have been released through negotiations of tribal elders, but others were killed by the terrorist groups when their families failed to pay ransom. And now anger is boiling over among the people because they believe that the disturbing trend continues unabated.
Thank you, Fawaz. Press TV's Fawaz Borchi joining us from Kabul.